There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
She always stood in the shadows, quiet and invisible, yet watching and listening, looking at the sky, the people, everything, observing. Wherever she went, she noticed things, little things, colors, smells. She watched how people moved, how they talked, observing. Sometimes something would strike her, trigger an idea or a poem. Other times she would store it away for another time. She almost lived in two worlds, one as a participant, the other observing. When she sat in the cafe, she usually sat alone. She preferred it that way. It was her time, just for her, to watch, create, ponder, write, observing. She almost lived in two worlds. The first world is the world of being a participant. And the other world is the world of becoming an observer. Baba has given us the knowledge of drama. And he told us that we all are actors. Actors means who play the part. But there is a twist to the story. We are definitely actors, not just actors, but hero actors who are playing their parts. But Baba said, there is yet another world. One is the world of being a participant. Another is the world of becoming an observer. These are two different things. All the philosophies that came till now, they focused on being a karma yogi or being a detached person. But this is the very first knowledge where Baba is saying that actions you do with full involvement, with complete dedication and commitment and enthusiasm, at the same time, know that you are just an audience, a participant. You should not forget this. This is a play, a game, a drama going on. Though you are an actor, but you are also spectator. You are also the viewer, the audience, the observer of this drama. And the more you remain situated in this observership, the more you can remain stable. If this observership reduces and you become more action oriented or action conscious, the chances of disturbances are high. Because this is a multivariated drama, multicolored drama, and situations are so diverse that sometimes there is every likelihood of getting lost in this drama. So, a perfect balance of being an actor at the same time being on the audience side. Rather, the more you progress in this gyan, actions become secondary. The primary thing is becoming an observer, a detached observer of everything. But that does not mean that you are avoiding something. Rather, the detached observer stage is the stage of culmination of maturity, where you are detached and yet everything is being done. You are working, you are serving with full commitment, and yet the consciousness is totally detached. Because the test of being an observer, the nectar that you drink by becoming an observer is much more than becoming a participant. So we are in fact living two lives, the life of participant and a life of observer. When you forget being an observer and you only remain a participant, what happens? Situations will affect you. Sorrowful situation will make you sorrowful. Happy situations would make you happy. You get colored by situations. So, there are two lives. Life of involvement, life of Sakshi, detached observer. And we have heard in Murli multiple times this saying, Miruva Maut Malluka Shikar. It's the death for the prey, but for the hunter it is happiness. Hunter is rejoicing, hunter is enjoying. But the poor animal has died. It is not about becoming cruel or unrelenting. It's about staying unaffected. It's about staying detached. So there are two circles. This is the first circle where we are participant. We are actors. Where we are involved. This is karma kshetra. There is another world where we are detached. This is another circle. So this is the circle of participant. This is the circle of observer. Participant and observer. And there would be always some area where you are participant as well as observer, both together. Where you are working and yet you maintain that sense of detachment. But most of the time it would be only being participant, and sometimes it would be only being observer. The goal is to increase this area. So your circle should become like this gradually. This is the starting. Sometimes it is very less, or sometimes there are two different circles. Sometimes you are participant and unhappy or happy. And sometimes you are absolutely detached. This is a dangerous thing. From here, you move to here. And from here, you move where maximum you are detached as well as observer, both together. Maximum area, participant plus observer. Because this is a very difficult drama. Diverse, multivariated, multicolored, with multiple layers and different scenes. Scenes are changing. Every moment there is a new scene. Sometimes you are praised, sometimes you are abused, ridiculed, made a butt of laughter. Sometimes you are healthy, sometimes you are sick. So when you enjoy health, probably you are happy. But when you become sick, you become unhappy. You wait for the time when I will get rid of this sickness. Waiting period. So, you have to maintain that consciousness of staying awake. You know, when lizard was singing a song, the lizard was there on the roof. And the song was so enchanting. And the song was so melodious that all other lizards started clapping and they all fell down. So becoming a participant was more. They forgot that there is a job to be done of sticking to the floor, roof, and they all fell down. So that's a journey from being an observer to a participant. So when you become sudden participant and only participant, you fall down. Or a lizard is there on the roof and she is staying there for a long time. And she doesn't want to move from that place because now she believes that it is I who is holding this roof. If I move, what will happen to these people? The roof will fall down. So there is a sense of doership. I am doing this. If I don't do, what will happen? If I die, what will happen to my family? My wife, my husband, my children? If I suddenly go away, what will happen to my department? What will happen to my seva? I am doing it. Rather, you are the obstruction. Move away. The department will flourish. What will happen to my child? What will happen to his education? What about the finances? Move. The money will come to the family. So when you are a participant, you fall down or you get bloated up, puffed up with ego. Situations affect you. So that's why Baba says, Miruva Mot, Maluka Shikar. That means you stay detached just as the hunter. Because the world is going to pass through difficult times. The end times are now. The doom day. Doom day, Kayamat. The doom day is around the corner. Apocalypse. World is going through is going to pass through difficult times. And you, if you remain a sensitive baby, touch me not, you will end up crying. Crying baby. Sensitive baby. So it is not about becoming hard or ruthless. It is not about becoming unrelenting. But it is about becoming detached and observing the game, the play, how things are working, how things are going. There are times when we were sick and we could not do any seva, but suddenly a force comes and makes us do some seva. We are lying on the bed, but a new power, a new force, a new thrust comes and you do some seva. And you come to the realization that it was not me at all. It was not my power, but some other power made me to do that. So this very power And looking at these events of the life make us realize that it's not I who is doing anything. Rather, somebody is using me. It is his power which is moving me. It is his power which is making me work. So my ego is such a petty thing. This I is such a trivial. So we are going to undergo 8 types of papers. The first paper would be the paper of war. 3 types of war. World War 3. That is nuclear war. Second is civil war. And third is natural calamities. That is also a sort of war. When the nuclear war will happen, there is no date of its end. And the effect are, the aftermath are far reaching. We never know when the war would end. The date of starting of war is known, but never the end of the date. When the war is ending, that date is never known. And what are we going to see with these eyes? We really do not know. The scene would be gruesome. The scene would be pathetic. Civil wars. This would be even more dangerous. Baba talks about bloodbath. Bloodbath. Rivers of blood would flow. The third would be natural calamities. That's also natural war. And suddenly it will strike. Bible says, the end will come like a thief. You will not know. Suddenly. Are we prepared? Are we ready? That preparedness is there. There is something known as disaster management. In that they teach preparedness. Are you ready? So that's the first paper of war. The second paper is the paper of vices. The vices which are hidden, the vices which we think are gone, they no more exist. Suddenly they will arise like a child from the womb, like a ghost from the tomb. Sudden. Like a child from the womb and the ghost from the tomb. And during times of crisis, what is deep hidden in man's mind comes out. If there is a hatred hidden, that hatred would come out. If there is a lust hidden, that lust will come out. Anger will come out. If there is a deep dislike for somebody, that dislike will come out. On the surface, it appears that we are becoming viceless and involved in service. But deep within, there is something hidden. A deep disgust, a deep dislike, a deep sense of jealousy that would come on the surface and it will make us fall. So these vices are very subtle. And vices are hidden in the subconscious mind. So that would be the second paper. Baba says, here, during these difficult times, if you get involved, you will commit something wrong. You remain detached. In the mind, the fluctuations will happen. But if you have the practice of remaining detached, at least the crime would be committed at the thought level, but not the action level or speech level. That is the second paper. Second paper of vices. The third paper would be the paper of sanskars. Some sanskar may not be vice, but some sanskar, old sanskars would come out on the surface. The fourth, souls. 4 types of souls would take your paper. The first, evil souls. The second, criminal souls. The third, laukik. And 4, alaukik. So 4 types of papers would come from souls. Laukik souls would test you. They will say, see, you have joined Brahma Kumaris, but are you happy there? After spending 20 years, we are still ready to accept you, come back. We can have a comfortable life. So laukik temptations or alaukik papers from the alaukik soul. This is the toughest. Because for laukik, you can say that they are agyanis. You can forgive them, forget them. You remain detached, undisturbed. But alaukik souls, they know everything. All secrets. How are you going to teach them knowledge? No. That's the toughest paper. And the third, evil souls, ghosts. The fourth, criminal eyed soul. There are souls who are intrinsically evil. They want to harm somebody. Their very intention is to harm. There's no love, not a trace of karuna, compassion in those. They are evil souls. They want to harm. They want to torture. There is no question of anything. Just that is there for nature. They want to harm you. That's it. If not you, some other person they will find. Their purpose is to harm. Now you have faced with these four types of souls. You don't have to remain detached from Supreme Soul. You have to remain attached with Him. So that you can remain detached from these four types of soul. So this is going to be the fourth paper. This paper will come. Souls. Financial paper will come. Legal paper will come. And then seventh paper would be paper of deficiency of facilities. No internet, no Wi-Fi, no electricity, no comforts, water, food, basic necessities would not be there, clothes, so many things. So deficiency of facilities. Hand press you can make. Why you want electricity? Why you want juice first of all? Take and drink. So the difficult times would come. So there would be deficiency of facilities. The science in all its pomp and glory would come crashing down. All the ego of the science would get destroyed in 1 second. So that paper will also come where you will not have things. And Baba wants us to practice this detached observership, D.O., Sakshi, more and more. See things, objects, situations, persons, their behavior, their words, everything is different. The best practice is to remain unaffected. See everything as if you are an audience and the screen is there, a big, gigantic screen. A mammoth screen is in front of you. And scenes are changing. The best thing is that there is no one scene. Scenes are changing so fast. One scene, next scene, third scene, fourth scene, fifth scene, seventh scene, eighth scene. In one day, there are thousands of scenes. Every second, the scene is changing. And this is a very good point. That it is changing. It is transitory, anitya. That's why you can remain detached. There is a sorrowful scene, but know that soon it will be followed by happy scene. But don't get too much happy. It will be followed by sorrowful scene. Some comic scene, some comedy scene. Something would be there. So just remain focused. This is the goal. A man is riding so fast. His friend asked him, where are you going? He says, I have to drop the letter. This is urgent. But where you want to drop the letter? That I don't know. Where is the address? That I don't know. But I want to drop the letter. It's very urgent. So, Sakshi, observer, not participant alone. The moment you finish your work of being a participant, come back on this side, into this circle. From that circle, jump into this. And sometimes practice both together. You are speaking yet not speaking, doing yet not doing, touching yet not touching, hearing yet not hearing, seeing yet not seeing, smelling yet not smelling, being and yet not there. So, Miru Amoth, Maluka. शिकार। ओम शांति।